Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776 to get in here. Astros lose again last night. Can't score any runs. Can't hit. Jose Altuve is the only guy. His OPS is over 1,000. The next closest guy sucks. So that's just a there's one guy in the whole lineup that's hitting. And that's it. And so the Astros now fall to 2-3. The final game of the series today, 3 o'clock game. Rockets play tonight against Utah. This is an important game. So you think, well, it's a Utah game, right? Well, you just lost to the Lakers. You got a 2-game lead. Thank you, Russell Westbrook, for blowing the game for Denver last night, because the Rockets now have a 2-game lead on the 2-hole. But they have 6 games left. Utah tonight. Then Oklahoma City. Not easy. Then at Golden State, not easy. At the Clippers, not easy. At the Lakers, not easy. Denver, back here to finish up the season. So the last 5 games of the season are against playoff teams and really good teams as well. Then teams that are still playing for something. All of them. Every single one of them playing for positioning. So tonight's game, kind of a big deal. Tonight's game gets you to 50 wins, which is a mark, which is
it's a cool little.
Yes.
Yeah.
After being a 41 win team last year and in the doldrums before that, one of the worst in the NBA, to get to 50 wins in just a couple of years. After being one of the laughing stocks of the league, that's a really, really, really nice jump. Since
I don't know how the answer could be anything different. Are they on track? Are they on the right track? The Rockets?
Are they on the right track for what?
Yes. For what they want to accomplish.
They absolutely.
Yeah, right? There's no way you could say
that. There's no, yeah.
So this is an argument that I have to have in my house on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably something that a lot of people deal with. But how do we make it better? Would Durant do it? No. What about Booker? Oh, okay. Well, what about John Morant? Yesterday in my house, I had to deal with the John Morant. Yeah. And it's always about, like, yeah, but we can take Cam Whitmore. Now, I don't mind the idea of taking Cam Whitmore and, you know, packaging him in a draft pick for a better shooter on a team. You know, just changing maybe an element of your team in the background. But the idea that you've got to somehow make a big move to win a championship, I just think is flawed logic. I don't see how there's any way, when you have everybody on this team right now is cheap and they're ascending, relatively cheap, and they're ascending. Right, and I understand contracts are coming up and all that stuff. That's fine. But for right now.
Well, you took care of Jalen and Alpi last offseason.
But your talent is ascending, right? Everyone's headed on the way up. Nobody's headed on the way down except right now. I would argue Van Vliet is plateaued and Dylan Brooks is who he's going to be. But other than that, and Steven Adams, I'm not counting Jeff Green, but other than that, everyone's continuing to get better. Everyone's
Steven Adams
continuing
is
to get
actually
better.
Really good.
Well, he's played well. No. But everybody's an older guy. Everyone's continuing to get better.
Yeah.
What about Kevin Durant? You mean the guy who's getting older, more injury prone, more expensive, and is headed down?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense. I think the idea that some people believe that you have to do something to get even better quickly is so flawed because they're on the right track and the process is very clear. You cannot skip steps unless you want to take a chance at short-circuiting what you're building. And I just really hope that the Rockets recognize this 51 season that they're probably going to have is an enormous accomplishment. The fact that they defend, that Jalen Green buys into defense, Alperen's gotten better defensively. It's a team that, yes, they've blown some fourth quarter leads, but they also hang on to win most of them. That team would have mentally crumbled in any other year and fallen apart. If you can't see that this team continues to get better under Ime Udoka, don't push it.
Well,
don't rush it.
And it's not only that, but I think you got to have an attitude as well. Like Kelvin Sampson said, I don't recruit problems, okay? Ime Udoka does. Since he took over, the Rockets are fourth in personal fouls, fourth in the league, first in disqualifications, first in ejections, first in player technical fouls, first in coach technical fouls.
But that's not the same as recruiting problems.
Well, no.
He's tough.
This is a tough team.
His team is tough. They're not problems.
No.
Name one guy who's an off-court
problem. Well, Dylan Brooks is kind of a problem on the court because of his...
I get it, but he didn't... I mean, that's Dylan is, but they've not recruited
bad
guys.
What he said, he doesn't recruit problems. I mean, he needs a type of guy. And is Kevin Durant a tough guy?
No.
Is he a tough guy?
I don't think everybody has to be like that on a team, though. Reed Shepard's not going to split your wig over something.
Reed Shepard doesn't even play.
But Kevin Durant,
you know, there's a reason Reed Shepard doesn't play.
Kevin Durant's an independent contractor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just there to score. He told you, I don't want to be a leader. I don't want to be the face of an NBA. I don't really want to be a leader.
Yeah.
That's for everybody else. Let me just go back and forth on Twitter with people and score points.
Yep.
I don't even want to go down in the paint. It gets too rough.
Icky.
It gets too rough down there. It's icky down there. Kevin Durant should not even be on the board. If the Rockets are considering Kevin Durant, they will lose a lot of goodwill with this fan base. A lot of the fan base isn't stupid, Del. They're not as dumb as you think.
No.
A lot of this fan base is not as dumb as you think.
Del's probably right.
They acquired Kevin Durant.
There would be a name to come in here, and it would
simpletons,
be...
Simpletons, but I'm telling you right now, the hardcore Rocket fans...
Simpletons.
No, the hardcore Rocket fans recognize
you don't
this
know,
guy's injured all the
you
time.
You don't know who they're trading. What if they don't have to give up everything and they can acquire Kevin Durant? People will be thrilled.
What would you give up?
I don't know. That's the point.
I'm going to ask you a question. Serious question. Do you think that the Phoenix Suns would love to get rid of his contract and get one of their first-round draft picks back from the Rockets?
Of course.
You would be doing him an enormous favor if you would take him off
you
their
are
hands. They don't want him anymore.
But you think Kevin...
Wait.
But you think Kevin Durant
right?
could put you
they
over the top.
They don't want Kevin Durant anymore.
But the Rockets would be getting the favor of, at least in their eyes, getting a primes, still can put up points, and put them over the top. So, yes, you are doing the Suns a favor, but they're also trying to acquire someone.
You're a little overboard on this. Absolutely. If you could bring in Kevin Durant for nothing, if you could get him for Cam Whitmore and a first round, one of Phoenix's first round picks, you don't need all those first round picks that you got, first of all, you don't need them, and they are assets that you could use to better your team.
Can you better
and
your team?
If you get Kevin Durant, you've bettered your team.
Okay, Kevin Durant next year is going to be, 38?
Yeah.
You guys are really pushing this.
No, but Kevin Durant.
No,
he'll be 37.
No
37
pushing.
Next year. And oh, by the way, Kevin Durant doesn't have to be the focal point. Kevin Durant now, like Bill Walton at the end of his career, Bob McAdoo at the end of his career, maybe he's a bench guy that comes in and is instant offense.
Maybe he's a bench guy.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
At what point has he ever been a bench guy?
Was Bill Walton one of the best?
How much
Hall
are you paying him?
Bob
you paying
McAdoo,
him $50 million a year to come off the bench?
Yeah.
No. You're not paying him $50 million. And Tillman would
and
never.
And by the way.
Tillman would never. So don't even act
don't,
like.
Oh, no. Don't,
Tillman,
don't,
Till,
don't speak for Tillman.
Tillman
when you
would
don't
say
know.
Kevin Durant, my number one fan maker, is going to come off the bench.
Well, no. Either that or he's got depleted minutes.
Let's
either
go,
what, it's six of one, half dozen the other.
Let's go through
but
his
listen,
games played.
Take Fred VanVleet off. Take that 43 off and add to 50.
Let's go through Kevin okay. Durant's minutes. 21 games, 55 games. In 22, 47 games.
That's fine. Yeah.
In 23, let me finish saying the number. 39 games. These are games played. In 20, oh, that was Brooklyn Phoenix. I'm sorry. Because then he also, yeah. At Phoenix, he tore his Achilles. So it's 47 total games. Okay. No. All right. So 35, but that's COVID. So it's 55, 47, 75, and 62. He won't play again this year. So he'll miss 20 games this year, which is, what, 30% of the season? No, a little less than that. A little less. About 26% of the season.
Yeah. He's getting older. He played three quarters of the season.
He's getting older. Yeah. And he's not going to get healthier. He's got an Achilles injury. Like, Devin Booker's one thing. Kevin Durant is quite
another. Again, what are you giving up? Because you're the one that doesn't want to break up the core. You don't have to break up the core for Kevin Durant. You just add a piece. That's all.
That's true. I don't think – now, you do have to get to – you have to get a third team involved. You have to match salaries. So it's going to take a third team. I don't know how you match – like Dylan Brooks has to be involved, obviously, or Fred VanVleet. You pick up the option and then trade him.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to.
Yeah. But send Fred VanVleet.
So that money
Phoenix
doesn't go away.
Fred VanVleet.
Fred's money – no, I'm fine with getting rid of Fred VanVleet.
I'm sure you guys are. If it's a three-team trade, you send in picks of Phoenix. Maybe you send Cam and some players go back to Phoenix. You send another pick out someplace else to make the other team happy. It can be done. It's more difficult with three teams, but it can be done. But the point, I guess I got this
Isn't
all
it
going.
Easier with three teams to try to.
It's not easier. It's more difficult.
But you don't. But who does Houston have to match salaries?
Well, you would be sending a Dylan Brooks someplace. And you would have to get help from another team if you don't want to break up this core that you're in love with. That's the point. If you want to break up the core, then you can use the players here to do that. But if you don't, you got to probably use a third team.
He is shooting 43% from three.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's the point. No, instead of having good. Dylan Brooks shoot a fadeaway jumper against the Lakers, you'd have Kevin Durant.
If there's one thing this team needs, it's that.
I mean, he does shoot free throws pretty well.
Well, I understand. You don't want to go all in on the old player who's hurt. I get it. The Rockets shouldn't either. But to think that if they acquired him, people wouldn't be thrilled
so
about it.
You're making a good point
people
that I hadn't really thought
thrilled.
About. You break up the core much less with Kevin Durant than you do with
and you add a great player.
With Kevin Durant than with Devin Booker.
Right.
Devin Booker requires you to basically say, it's not like Devin has really mattered since the – He scores points, but lots of guys score points.
They're a playoff team with him, just not this year. But Zach, you talked about Zach Lowe. You played the Zach Lowe clip on Bill Simmons. The other thing he said is everyone knows that Kevin Durant's getting traded. So the Suns are, because of the move they tried to make earlier that didn't work out where they were trying to get rid of him to bring in Jimmy and because no one wanted Bradley Beal, that relationship is pretty much over. So the cost of acquiring him won't be the same because the Suns have – less leverage than they might have had earlier when you have an older
Maybe
player
could be talked into
who's
Kevin
hurt.
Durant.
Oh, you can be talked into Kevin Durant?
And here's the only reason why. The idea that it's literally a short-term.
It's a one-year deal unless
like
you give them an extension.
You just take a flyer. Yeah. As long as you don't bust up my core.
That's
as long as you don't bust up my core. And don't be asking for amen or slam the phone down. If they try to say, what about Tari? Amen. You guys good with giving in? Who would you give up? Jalen, what? Because no. they're not gonna start off with we just want Cam and a pick. They're not starting with that, and they could probably
they're
get something better
starting
than
with
that.
It. But they've got a guy that's out for the rest of the season now. That's a $50 million guy that is proven it hasn't worked. So you go get you could get a Cam. How about getting
a Cam Whitmore? He's not even a starter.
Give me two of my draft.
Here's
picks.
Cam Whitmore.
My two of no. Actually, Cam. I've been watching Cam Whitmore on the sidelines now. Cam Whitmore is more involved. Cam Whitmore has actually accepted his lot in life a lot better than he was.
If you think
before.
The best offer that the Phoenix Suns can get
is Cam
Whitmore,
you get
and a
two.
Pick.
Your two first. By the way, two of their first round picks back. Cam Whitmore.
Hold on. Why would you just give away? Phoenix is going to be a dirt house.
Because if
why
you want
you
Kevin,
that's why they want their picks. You're getting Kevin Durant
for 1 year. You're literally going Stephon Diggs. No, it's not going to be 2 years.
You can give him a, you can do that if you want. You can rip up the year, give him a 2 year extension. Whatever you want to do.
You're going to give away lottery picks.
Whatever you want to do. But
you're going for it.
But that's not going for it. That's Steph Diggs going for it.
Mm-hmm. No, Kevin Durant's a much more impactful player than Stephon Diggs.
He is. He is. But I don't. But let's not just act like there's no value in like that value of having potential lottery picks. And don't think, hey, the Rockets may get a lottery pick this year out of the Suns.
Well, I mean, Suns don't make the playoffs. They will get a lottery pick.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a lottery pick this year. Yeah. There's value in
it's
that.
It's going to be 14, but okay.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, Kevin Durant's out. Well, the season's coming to an end.
But. They could catch some luck. Maybe they shoot up the draft. It could happen in the lottery. You can catch some luck. But
but
if you don't want to break up your core, then the picks are going to be have to deal to get them. You can't just.
Okay, what if you had the lottery pick and you don't do anything and you catch Cooper Flagg? You catch one.
Well, you have him this year. You get that pick this year.
What if you caught one? It wouldn't be the first time this ever happened.
Yeah, if you got him, you got Cooper Flagg. Great.
Because you got the pick. Very... You got the pick this year, right? Phoenix's pick this year?
I believe so.
And what if they won the lottery and you ended up getting their pick at one and you got Cooper Flagg? You would 100% trade him. I mean, pick him.
Of course.
You would 100% pick him.
Man.
And then
would you get rid of anybody?
And then you have
No, you don't.
Well, if you have Cooper Flagg, then you're probably going to have to get rid of someone because he's probably injected to your starting lineup. So maybe
well, that Jabari's probably gone.
Maybe the core that you're so excited about, one of those players can move out and you can acquire
now
someone.
You got Cooper Flagg.
In this dream scenario.
This ridiculous conversation.
Who would you rather have, Cooper Flagg or Kevin Durant?
For next year?
Who? Kevin Durant's a star, guys.
For next year?
Kevin Durant's a star. Would y'all rather have that old-ass man?
For next year, I'd rather have Kevin Durant. For like 10 years in the future, of course, Cooper
Flagg.
No,
you would.
No, to go win a title, yes, I'd rather have Kevin Durant next year.
If an asteroid's going to hit us and there's no more years.
You asked the question. Well, that's why I gave you the caveat, the scenario. For next year, I'd rather have Kevin Durant.
There is an asteroid bearing down.
There is. And I'm hoping it hits us. I'm really, every day that passes and I lose more money out of my stock market, I'm like, just hit this asteroid. But let the Cougars play first.
Yeah, let's after the weekend.
And every game after I watch Monday. The Astros lineup, I'm like, just hit this asteroid.
Next time we have the discussion, Kevin Durant's going to be 41 under with Lance's scenarios. He'll be he'll play next year under his 37-year-old year. He's 38, 39. He'll be 42
But see,
next
I
time.
Grew as a person during that segment. I said, you know what? If you don't bust up my core, because Kevin is less likely to have an impact in a locker room that's negative. He just wants to be left alone, tweet at people off burners, score. I don't want to have to do a whole lot of rebounding. I don't want to defend a whole lot.
I can't believe you're so
locked. By the way, he doesn't defend. But okay. I think he may be okay with that.
I can't believe you're talking about him and like, can't trade Tari. Tari plays, what, once every 2 games?
Yeah.
You think they're trading Tari, John?
I don't know. Doubtful.
There it is.
But when you're holding on to guys about injury concerns, what about him?
Yeah, Tari can go as far as I'm concerned because if he's already can't play back-to-back games and he's like 24, that's not ideal. Because the next contract, he's going to want 30-plus million. And then you start getting into this, 64 games a year you hope for.
Okay. Higher or lower? Kevin Durant games with the Rockets. 130.
If he's traded.
If he's traded.
If he were traded, I'd say lower.
Okay, bet that on Underdog.
Yeah, well, they typically do in-game stats. I mean, they do game stats. They don't do games played. They'll do rebounds, points. Assists, and you go, a lot of times points, rebounds, and assists. Hey, this is a great example. Jalen Green the other day, if you had gone higher on 2.5, 3 points made, it would have been an easy winner for you. And that's what you try to do. Go find a good matchup. Sometimes the smart move is to go play higher on the statistics for a player who hasn't played as well. Because they're due, the statistics start to come down, and you catch them at the right time, and it becomes an easy win. My favorite thing to do now for baseball and basketball is take a statistic like strikeouts for baseball. And I like to go, if I think a guy's in for a good game, then let's say the strikeouts are 5.5. Instead of going higher than 5.5, I can move it up to 6.5 and get an even higher payout. You pick two players or more, and you have a chance to win up to 1,000 times your original play. Now, typically, you're not going to get that high, but it's not unusual to have something that's 14 times, 25 times, 46 times. What a win. And you can play for as little as $1. So make sure to go to Underdog Fantasy, make your first deposit using promo code Lance. That's promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you can get up to $1,000 bonus cash. But you must download the app and put a deposit in to play. But you got a chance to win real money. Use promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to nspgambling.org.
Why do we just try to go too far? Like White Lotus. It goes too far.
That's too far.
That's just way too far. All right. Bill wants to get in here. I guess we were talking about stuff that Bill wants to comment on.
You know, you're right. Yeah. I don't think Bill talks. My side is not going to be popular.
No, well, because it's not right. What do you say, Bill?
Pretty much I'll answer the questions that has been on my mind for everything on KD. You're sitting on that draft choice. Why would you trade a number one for KD? I mean, if it's a draft choice, you know, if Phoenix runs out number one, you draft Cooper Flagg, say bye-bye to Reed Shepard, and the show goes on. KD can play somewhere else. Whoa, and whoa. I'm with you, John.
Whoa. The Phoenix Suns are not drafted number one overall. It ain't Cooper Flagg. It's probably the 14th pick, Bill.
Probably.
No,
but
they have a 1.7% chance of getting the number one
pick.
You
don't know that.
Yes, no, that's the odds.
No. John, hold on for a second. I said you don't make the move until you find out where that draft pick
is. Well, obviously, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, listen.
Okay, what I will give you kudos for is you are watching the bench. From the bench, you're watching the Rockets bench. And Cam Whitmore's bench attitude has been much, much better in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
And as far as Tari not playing every other game, you've got two interchangeable fours, or whatever you want to call them, Tari, Jabari. They're both coming off injuries this year. This is the best way you can do it. You play one game, one the next game. And you've got not the same skill set, but you don't disrupt your rotation. You can move them interchangeably. A lot of things you talk are right. You just don't put them together to make the full sense of the picture. And it's nice.
I appreciate that, Bill. But, well, first of all, you're wrong about Jabari. You ain't playing him one game and Tari the next. Jabari's playing every game, and Jabari has been playing every game, and Jabari's been kick-ass.
Well, when he wasn't hurt.
It's Tari that can't play every game.
Yeah.
Jabari just had a broken hand, so there ain't no problem with Jabari continuing to play. So they ain't going
Jabari's
one game
got some glue guy stuff to him because he doesn't have to have the ball.
But, Bill, sometimes you make sense, but other times not so much. But
Don't get mad at Bill.
And, oh, by the way, no, I ain't mad at Bill. I'd like Bill, and I mean, you had the parts, John, you just
didn't put them together properly.
Right. Well, and then the other thing is Phoenix ain't waiting, and you ain't when you find out that Phoenix got the 14th overall pick. Okay, now we can give it to you.
Can you imagine trading them their pick back and they won the lottery, and you're the dumbasses that gave away a chance
to
Cooper Flagg?
No. The how it goes is the draft lottery will happen before the season's even over, where no trades can happen. So we will know far in advance before trades can even happen.
When does it happen?
The draft lottery happens during the playoffs.
During the playoffs.
Yes. And,
before the finals, isn't it?
Oh, before you're even going to be
able.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It is before the finals.
It's during
the
playoffs.
Season's over, yeah.
Before you can even trade for it.
Yeah, so we would know. Everyone would know far in advance.
You certainly wouldn't trade it if it's a number one overall pick.
No, it's the question if it's like 13th overall.
And it's before you can even trade for him, so you'll know that. Okay. So
no worries
Neither here nor there. And if you get Cooper Flagg, then buy Kevin. No, we don't need Kevin Durant. We're good.
I mean, it'd be nice to have both.
Yeah, it would be nice to have both. Then you got to get rid of somebody.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
I'd feel much better about trading
the
core.
And here's the deal. You can't do it. You can't do Kevin Durant and have Fred VanVleet. Who does Ime want more?
Yeah. Well, so would Ime get overruled on Kevin Durant. I don't think Ime would have a problem with Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's a pro. I mean, he's not tough. He's not a defender. But you have a lot of those guys.
Here's
and,
the thing,
and he's
though.
A special shooter. Ime would probably be okay
well,
with
that. Well, I don't know that Ime would. Because without Fred VanVleet, when Fred VanVleet wasn't in the lineup, it was they didn't have anybody starting the offense.
So Ime would rather have Fred VanVleet than
Amen was
Kevin
out,
Durant.
And Fred was
both
out.
Both of these guys make about $40 million, but it feels like they're different.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet versus who just hit a lottery ticket. Who just hit a lottery ticket.
2 for $14, Fred?
Well, I know
starting
that's
point
that
guard
game,
on a
but
two
it doesn't,
seed?
It's not just that game.
Starting
no,
point guard
Fred's
on a
not
two
a good
seed.
Shooter.
No.
Period.
He's a volume shooter for some reason.
Starting point guard on a two seed or a guy whose team not even in the play-in.
Oh, you mean a guy who's won two titles?
That guy was 33.
That was a long time ago.
That guy was 33. This guy's 55.
Well, you mean with the Warriors?
I mean, I'm not. Okay.
You mean with the Warriors?
All right, so.
That guy can't even get out of the first round once he left Golden State.
Okay.
Listen to him. You heard him.
That's true.
That's not true. He got us first round with Brooklyn.
Did they?
Yes.
When
remember
they lost to Milwaukee,
his giant
out of the
foot
round,
was
yeah.
on the line? That would have won them that series?
That was Milwaukee. That was the second round?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And James was on
now,
that.
Come on. This is a silly discussion. Because
one of the questions is with Ime. I don't think Ime would have a problem with Kevin Durant.
I don't think so either.
And first of all, if Tillman, there
but,
is a time.
But he might have a problem getting rid of
listen,
Fred.
Listen, there is a time that Tillman could step in and say, at the end of the day, Tillman still likes to run the circus, and he wants the big top to have a big,
yeah.
a big number one. Like, Tillman loves a show, and Kevin Durant is a headliner, and he would and Ime would have to go along with
yep.
it.
I know.
James
this.
Harden is a culture crash.
I know this, and I'm not speaking out of school. They like stars. They like they. Yeah. They feel like you need some stars, and you know what? As good as this, look at the odds for the Rockets right now. They're eighth in the West.
It's perception. It's not the reality of them being the two seed in the West.
But they're
the
hard ass
West.
In the West
they're two seed.
Honestly,
and they've beaten every team that you're going to bring up.
Are you going to bet on them instead of Denver?
I don't know. I mean, we're giving Denver the benefit of the doubt. Denver just got smoked. They just got beaten double overtime at home by,
well,
by the Timberwolves.
And they didn't have Jamal Murray. He didn't
okay,
play in the game.
Okay, that's fine. Jamal
well,
Murray.
He is their starting
well,
guard.
We'll see how
Murray
healthy,
awesome.
We'll see how healthy
awesome
they are.
Yeah.
We'll see how healthy they are.
And it was a great game, and they would have won if Russ didn't do what he
if
did.
Russ
so.
Wasn't
it wasn't as if
maniac.
It wasn't as if we didn't see what happened in that game.
Well, Russ still plays for him. In well, the playoffs, Russ plays.
He will be less important when Jamal – he will be less important.
When's the last time a Russell – Westbrook team did well in the playoffs.
I don't. What team was he on last year? I don't remember what team he was on.
The answer is never.
Well,
last
it's not
time
never.
Was when Kevin Durant was with them.
It's not never. I mean, but
it wasn't
not,
with the Rockets.
He's like he's
it wasn't with Oklahoma
he's
City.
He's a big player. He's not going to be depended on for Denver
Washington.
To win.
He doesn't win in the playoffs. He makes losing
he
plays.
Is, he is no longer. I think he was with the Clippers last year, and he nearly got in a fight with Luka. I think. He is no longer dependent on to be that guy. He happened to have to play all the minutes like everyone else did, because it went double overtime. But if Jamal Murray's out there, Russell Westbrook's probably less important. And that's going to be the case as long as Murray's healthy. If they lose, if they're going to lose a series because Russell Westbrook, they got bigger problems. That's a Jokic-Murray-Gordon joint. And I don't even think Michael Porter played yesterday. So I think they were without two starters yesterday.
Lance, you say the Rockets are ascending. I don't see with anyone on the roster. I don't see it with anyone in the roster. None can reach the level of superstardom. I see a consistent 4-8 seed team going forward. I would love to see. They're a 2 seed right now, Dream Shake.
That man,
how are they a 4?
I can't take that.
Wait
seriously.
A minute.
I don't see
a 2
ascending.
Seed right now
yeah.
In the Western Conference, which is as difficult as it's been
in years.
And there are
that's
two
why
seed
I can't
now.
Take that serious. He's got an agenda. He's got a Kevin.
That's Kevin Durant.
He's
he
got a Kevin Durant,
Durant
agenda,
yeah.
So we can't. He usually is pretty. He's pretty even keel, but anytime
no, he
you
does
say,
have
"I just can't see them ascending," they're literally doing it.
Yeah. He's got an undying love for Kevin Durant.
Oh,
so
it
there
is a
that.
Deep, passionate.
He believes this is an outlier
he is
year.
Passionately in love with
while
Kevin
he's
Durant.
While he's in love with Kevin Durant, I guess he believes this is an outlier year and don't expect this going forward for whatever reason.
I don't. I mean,
why
we'll
is
have
this
to,
an outlier? When they're just a, they're the one, just growing. All
yeah.
these players are growing, and Jalen is better this year. I would disagree with you two. Alperin, I think, is better this year because he's although his numbers aren't as good, he's a leader on a number two seed as opposed to a non-playoff team. He's doing what he has to do. Jabari is better this year. Dylan Brooks is better this year. Amen is better this year. Tari is better. Well, Tari wasn't here last year. Tari is better. I mean, they're all getting better.
There's natural.
Everybody is getting better.
Who doesn't get better in their first 4 years?
Yeah.
There's always a growth. To say they're not ascending is ridiculous. I mean, they're clearly ascending. The difference, and there's no different. Once you get in the playoffs, you get in the playoffs. You don't have to be a two seed. You want to be in the top four. The Rockets won a championship from a five seed. Or was it? No, a six seed. So the key is not if you are fighting year after year to be one through four, that's great. That's awesome. You are where you need to be. It's fine-tuning that. Taking the next step requires fine-tuning. And fine-tuning doesn't have to necessarily – fine-tuning could be finding a shooter in free agency. It could be that simple. It doesn't have to be anything big. It may need to be something big, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. It might be that Jalen Green has one more step up his sleeve,
yeah,
where that next step is – even more, because he's a better three-point shooter this year. It might be even more consistent three-point shooting, and he becomes a better fourth-quarter player. It might be that Amen Thompson becomes a 34% three-point shooter, which would be a major problem for the NBA. It might be that Alperin steps out and shoots better from three. There's still a lot of different things that I could point to. Like, to think Amen Thompson is who he's going to be right now is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The guy's, what, 21?
He's going to be.
That's it. That's as good as you can be. No, 21 is the cutoff. Nobody's ever gotten better after the age of 21.
He's not 21.
How old is he?
He is 22.
Yeah, well, that's for sure the cutoff. It's like women's tennis.
No, he's getting better.
And gymnastics. You can't get older than 20. You can't get better past the age of 22.
We got a break. 713-780-3776. Sorry. Hurry up and get in.
You're the 2010s Hawks. He just told you.
Listen, last night in the mail, I got an ad from I got mail from another company that will protest your taxes, and I was like, nah, I got OwnWell, and here's why I got OwnWell, and you're gonna get this from other places that do this. Check how much, what percentage of what the money that they save you, check how much that they charge you, because OwnWell typically charges less. They charge, and in the industry, OwnWell charges less. So if they save you $1,100 that you don't have to pay in taxes this year, they'll take a percentage. It's a smaller percentage than what a lot of these other, most of the companies in this industry take. OwnWell is awesome. Oh, that's why OwnWell has hundreds of thousands of customers. That's why OwnWell is a leader in the industry. OwnWell takes 3 minutes to sign up. You have property taxes that the government is screwing you on. 86% of the time, OwnWell wins and gets your taxes lowered, and they do it at an average rate of $1,100 every time. That's a lot of money over the long haul. If you're looking for a great way to save money on taxes and pay less, OwnWell.com. The deadline to protest is May 15th. Save money on your property taxes with OwnWell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at OwnWell.com. That's OwnWell.com. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, 713-780-3776.
Let's get a call in here.
Yeah, Ben. Let's see. Ben wants to get in on the show, talk about last night's game. What do you say, Ben?
Yeah, I missed some of your show this morning, and but I wasn't sure if you all had referenced what happened at the Atlanta Hawks game last night with the fans and the little layup contest.
Oh my God!
I saw
blew out his knee.
Yeah. Yeah. He tore his ACL.
Y'all don't need to say one thing about me.
Well, I was just wondering one thing. If he slipped on water, you know, are the Hawks liable?
No, absolutely.
It was in Atlanta, right?
It was in Atlanta. They're doing.
Daspit's got a spot in Georgia.
You do a layup. You do a free throw. You do a three point shot. and whoever.
Yeah, the Rockets do that.
Right. But there was water or something on the court. Dude just slipped and fell and blew out his knee. And, yeah, the first thing I thought, Ben, was, oh, they're going to pay for this. They're paying for this. The Hawks are paying for this.
Yeah, and I was wondering that, too. But do you think that the arenas should probably stop doing contests like that and not hang up?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you see that if you're another NBA governor and you go, we ain't doing that no more. We ain't involving the fans and that kind of stuff. Maybe just free throws, but nothing athletic. Maybe free throws and three-point shot, but we can't have layups because of something like that. How about that? The guy he was in some pain laying on the floor too. How about Ja Morant last night shooting? He's got his
shotgun
out, shooting guys on the bench.
Warriors bench. And Draymond goes, what the hell?
Yeah.
He went to the referee. It was while the sides were crossing each other, going to their benches on a timeout. And he did the shotgun. Like, I get it's just a hand gesture. But with his background, the NBA would really rather he not do that with friends who have had scopes on people with the red dot scopes.
Yeah.
And they claim, no, it was just a laser pointer. Okay. Yeah, that's just probably not a great look for him.
Yeah.
I've also heard, so the NFL is using the Hawkeye system. The Hawkeye system, which is what they have, is a tracking device that they have in stadiums, and the Hawkeye device is going to be used to measure first downs. Now it's not used to spot the football, so wherever the officials spot the football, they spot it. But the Hawkeye system is going to create what should be infallible. I mean, the chain gangs do a pretty good job too. The only time the chain gangs should get it right too, provided that they're lined up at the right spot.
They blew it in the AFC Championship game. So that's kind of a big deal.
Remind me what happened again?
The quarterback sneak by Josh Allen.
That wasn't the chain gang. That was the refs. Gang.
That's the spot.
Oh yeah, the spot.
Yeah,
right. I just said
which is the most important thing, and they have not fixed that.
The chain gang, it just makes it quicker.
Yeah,
you don't have to bring a chain gang out. It's got the automatic 10 yards direct from spot of the ball direct to 10 yards beyond. So the chains don't even have to. The chains are just a backup measure.
But there are going to be multiple views on the Hawkeye that are going to help the spot.
But they'll be able to do it fast.
Yeah.
It'll be a little bit faster.
Yes. Yes.
But Hawkeye does not spot the ball. So that's still referee error.
Yes, but Hawkeye will help them. I just read a story on it that.
Well, Hawkeye gives you a lot of different angles, but is it different than having the angles on TV where you have the angles?
It will help in the replay of it.
Okay.
It will help in the replay of it.
So that's one thing that they're doing. So they're getting rid of the slime move too. And it's funny to watch people. Some people know better and are trying to gaslight other people into thinking that they don't know what it actually means. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick asked, so slime is a move that Deshaun Watson one of the guys who popularized it, who's from Atlanta, the finger under the nose, and then he pointed to the first down, right? So it goes back to YSL, Young Thug, who's from Atlanta as well. I had somebody put me onto this a while back, that it's gang-related, typically blood-related. And that, you know, Deshaun, he said, grew up in a neighborhood. Everything's red with him. You'll notice that. And there's a lot of guys who weren't gangbangers, but they were affiliated. You know, you're in the neighborhood. The way it was explained to me is you don't have to bang. You just kind of, you're just there. Like, the gang will take care of you. You don't really have a choice, but you don't have to gangbang. But you're just affiliated. You're known that you live in that neighborhood, and there's a neighborhood pride, and it's not as serious as a lot of people would take it to mean. However, and that's a lot of players who play in the NFL and in a variety of sports. You'll see the slime. Now, Troy Vincent knows, and he even mentioned this as gang-related. You have a lot of people acting like, no, that's not what it is. Well, it's when you're with a girl. No. It means cocaine. No. And then people who do bring up what it is, because you'll see not just the slime move, but you'll see thumbs down, which is right afterwards. You're basically saying, no, to the slime. Thumbs down to slime. It's like Xing out graffiti or whatever from Arrival. The NFL knows what it is. They're not stupid. Troy Vincent knows, and they know that they got to eliminate that. It's not something that has started a fight on the – but it's funny to watch people who know act like they don't know, or tell people who bring it up that they don't know what it, what they're talking about online, when I feel like they're trying to gaslight a little bit. The NFL knows, and they want to get it out. Paul Pierce was doing gang-related stuff, and the NBA was quick to get that out of the league whenever they found out. The guys who work behind the scenes aren't as corny as you think. They're guys who are from neighborhoods where that have, you know, gang affiliations that are in all levels of baseball, basketball, football, whatever sport. And they're not as stupid as you think. They all have security task force as well that they pay a ton of money that give them intel and information as well. So that was one that I thought was interesting, because I was interested to see whether or not they would outlaw it. For a lot of you, you just think it's a nose finger gesture, and that's all it is. Like, why are you outlawing it? The NFL outlawed it for a reason. And Troy Vincent came out yesterday and told you, you can Google it to find out what it means. Hmm. And we're not going to have that in the league. I think that's a really interesting one where the league is stepping out and trying to cut something off before it gets. It's already kind of mainstream, and it's huge in college football. You see it everywhere. But that was an interesting one, that they basically went something that is a cultural thing, and they went after it because they know that behind the scenes, maybe not for everybody. There are some guys who probably don't know who do it. But they did go after something, and they shut it down because they know that there is some cultural meaning behind it that they wanted to eliminate.
More evidence that it's the no fun league.
Yeah.
No fun league. That's what I saw a lot of. Oh, just ruining something that's fun.
Yeah. Why can't we
just
let us give gang signs to each other?
Yeah, I mean, college football is trying to outlaw the mock brandishing of a weapon. What's going on in the sport I love?
You mean when you lift up your shirt to show your weapon?
So you have it on you?
There's school shootings every week?
Yeah,
it's not great.
There's a lot of things that college sports should stay out of, and gun celebrations is one they should stay out of.
Yeah.
Let the guys be guys out there on the field, right?
Oh, you mean colleges should stay out of telling players that they can't do gun celebrations?
Young men out there that they can't fake brandish weapons on the field. What are we doing?
What about when the guy pulled out his fake gun and shot the quarterback in the face six times?
Oh, Dylan Stewart?
Was that too much?
I can't wait.
Did you remember that one, John?
No, what?
Where the guy literally pulled a shotgun out and shot him in the face. Shot
was it
Jackson
Dart?
In the face about 10 times with a shotgun. That was a little much. By the way, it's a really good player.
Yeah, you're going to have to ride him up in a couple of years.
Oh, he's a freshman last year. He's going to be like maybe first pick of the draft type guy.
Mm-hmm. Will that be on the B-roll?
Stop shooting people in the face with a fake shotgun.
Will that be on the B-roll when he gets drafted?
I think that's fun, though.
I don't think that's going to be in the B-roll.
Oh.
Why can't we just shoot people in the face if we want to?
Not in the face. He let him off in Jackson Dart everywhere. He got it in the face, the sternum. Jackson Dart was not recovering.
Yeah.
It was no country for old men.
He put him down.
Okay. I don't know. Why are we making this not fun anymore?
Probably school shootings. Maybe kids dying with weapons.
That's probably what it is.
That's probably a big part of, look at all these kids dying.
But,
maybe we should stop shotgunning people in the face.
Yeah, we go to sports to get away from that sort of stuff some of the time. An escape from reality. And then Dylan Stewart's murdering
literally,
Jackson Dart on the
field. Did you see the video? Google the video. It's aggressive. I've never seen a celebration like that. It was like he was having – it was like the kickback from the gun is flinging him across the field. It was a violent shotgun celebration.
But he can rush the passer, though, so it's all good.
That's all fine. Okay, you think he's got a chance to be number one overall pick?
Dude, I don't know. He's a five-star who looks like Jadeveon looked like.
Oh, yeah. Out.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think he's got a chance. He was just a freshman, though, last year, right?
Yeah, and he'll grow out of that whole shotgun thing.
Weaknesses. Brandishing weapons on the field. Will you have to write that in his weaknesses category?
We just say immaturity.
Yeah,
that's a catch-all now.
Yeah.
If I want to, if I say why Walter Nolan's going to fall out of the first round, immaturity. He's immature. Or James Pierce, maturity issues. Who else is mature? Those are the two primary ones. that are going to fall out that should be like top 10 picks. And like, hey, why aren't they in the top 10? It's maturity issues. Josh Simmons, maturity.
Yeah, Josh Simmons had real problem, real maturity issues.
Well, his is just like
No. Who was the?
You're thinking of Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, no, not well, no, but I'm thinking of the other guy, the tackle that Tennessee drafted.
Oh, Isaiah Wilson?
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
He was supposed to be at practice, and he's smoking weed.
Oh, that was when he was at, look how many shotgun blasts he gets off in Jackson Dart's face. Boom, 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 boom.
If he had more time, he'd have reloaded.
Oh, yeah. He would have 100% reloaded.
His teammates
now, the flag came immediately. Yeah.
The teammates wouldn't let him. They grabbed him.
Hey, dude, what are you doing?
Dude, you can't.
We're down 21, bro. What are you doing?
We're playing a top 25 team. Everyone can see you.
And when he came off the field, oh, it wasn't.
Keep going. I want to see the replay of it.
There you go. So he gets him down. He sacks him. There's the sack. And then shot, 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 shot. Boom, 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 boom.
Good
boom,
on
boom,
him.
Boom.
Why can't we have fun anymore?
You know why, John. You know you can't have that type of fun anymore.
Gosh, that's so much fun to be shooting people in the face after you sack them. Okay?
Total animal move.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's what we would do. There's no question. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us this morning. We are going to finish up strong. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Coastal Carolina will offer free food to fans at all home football games. Do you guys want to go to a Coastal Carolina game now?
Say it again.
Coastal Carolina offering free food to fans at all home football games.
Is there a catch?
How about that? No, they just want kids to go to the game so they can eat.
But, so it's just the kids?
Well, no, everybody. Free food to fans.
There's a catch.
No. They want... They're just trying to get people in the building, I guess.
Bag of chips? No, they're not feeding you.
They're feeding you.
Read the article. They give them hamburger? Is it the $1 dollar dogs?
It's... I can't read the article because it's... There's a Google error on it. It's just terrible. It is just terrible.
Like somebody
when did the story come
food?
Out?
The closest I come is Dollar Dog Night.
Well, look. Did you see it?
When did that story come out? What date?
2 days ago.
Oh, I was wondering if you got April fooled.
No.
Oh.
No, 2 days ago.
You're going to have to really be on guard
today. For yesterday. Did you see... Apparently, Dana Brown on his 790 show yesterday, he said they're going to bat Jake Myers second in the lineup right in front of Yordan so that they get some speed in front of Yordan
now,
in the
lineup.
Now,
that would have got me.
No.
I would have tricked me.
Well, it got some people on Twitter who were like, oh, they're going to bat Jake Myers second.
That's such a good one.
That is a good one.
He's currently the Astros' second-best hitter.
You're the butt of an April Fool's joke?
He's the Astros' second-best hitter.
Oh, yeah. You're the butt of lots of jokes if you're Jake Myers. Oh, you're just getting made fun of?
Oh, my God. That's not... That ain't nice. That's not nice.
What's not nice is he actually should be second. Look at the rest of the lineup.
Right, by their averages.
I prefer that we can make Jake Myers make fun of him because everyone's much better than him as opposed to, oh, look, Jake Myers, it's not great. But he's better than everyone not named Altuve.
That is sad. That's the sad state of Astros baseball right now. Jake Myers is your second best hitter. That tells you where this offense is. Right in the toilet.
And they don't eat.
They need Billy Brown.
Get the Brown down, or what is it? What did you say?
Get the Brown down.
Oh, okay. And Chaz, who doesn't play, has two hits out of four at bats, but they don't want to play him. So
500.
But yeah. They don't want to play him.
They don't want to play him. No. You sit over here, Fatso.
Right by me.
Hey,
he's
fat
not
boy.
Fat anymore. Is he the Cam Whitmore of the Houston Astros?
I guess. I mean, he's taking all the blame for everything last year.
And he had Cam Whitmore face when they announced Cam Smith making the roster.
Yeah, he did. He was sitting there. He went like... That was his applause for Cam making the roster. Oh, great. I never get to play now. apparently, the world's most common pain relief May induce risky behavior. Apparently, acetaminophen, which is in Tylenol and Panadol,
yeah,
may also increase risk-taking, according to a study. Do you feel like you should take some Tylenol and then maybe then look at your stock, at your stocks, and start making some trades?
No.
What? It's risky behavior.
Unless you're shorting the market, there's nothing to be done on the market.
All you're going to do is lose money. Now's the time to buy. Let's let this recession kick in. Buy.
Yeah, I already made that mistake. Mm-mm. I bought when it dropped down, when my stock dropped 18%. I didn't know. I had a lot more to go.
No, it's. I'm telling you,
it's not.
I talked to a guy yesterday in the market. He said, "Now buy."
Which guy did you talk to?
Key indicators are recession is potentially looming. Okay. Do not buy.
A new study.
Wait a little longer.
Which states are the best to survive an alien attack? Which states
survive it?
Yep.
New York.
New York is not one of the top 10. Virginia is number one.
How? Because it's, you figure they got, it's close to D.C. and they got some weapons pointed at you?
Yeah, I don't, they've got 29 caves. 50.53% of the state is covered by forest. 0.08 covered by water. Military force, they're 17th, which is really, really good. 17. Law enforcement, second. Scientists, 4. Engineering, they just got the stuff. Second, Alabama. I don't know why. I'm sure they don't have many scientists there. I'm not sure about that.
But they
have a lot of forest, I think, and a lot of water, right? Massachusetts, New York, Minnesota, Florida. Texas is not a great place. Texas, not a great place if we get attacked by aliens, just so you all know.
I already knew that.
Move. Move to Virginia, everybody.
What if they go to Austin and then they burn to death the aliens because it's so freaking hot and it never rains in that desert?
Or what if we get them all high?
What if they get on the roadways and they can't move because the traffic's so congested?
Because
everyone from California has moved there.
Why would the extraterrestrials be on the road?
Well, what if something goes wrong with one of their little engines and they're like, well, I guess we just have to roll here on this freeway?
Or let's get them all high, and then they won't want to hurt us.
What's more likely, the rockets using that sun's pick to draft Cooper Flag, or the aliens come down and they have car trouble? So now they're on the roads in Austin.
Same percentages. Probably Cooper Flag is a better shot, honestly.
I don't know. I don't think the Rockets have. Okay, Rockets getting Cooper Flag. I'm going to go with aliens having car trouble.
Okay, with car trouble in Austin? Okay.
Car trouble is more likely.
Ship trouble.
It's more likely. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.